Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You know my guest from sitting over there, but also as the writer and director of A Quiet Place, Part 2.
Ronnie, what do we got?
We got units headed out there now. EMS and fire.
We're about?
I think our bad walkers found.
Please welcome to A Late Show, John Krasinski. John.
Thank you so much.
John, this is great. See, you can come a little closer.
A little closer?
A little closer than that. Thanks
yeah,
very
I didn't
much.
Know how to gauge it. Do we still have...
That's... Are we... Can we just make sure she's not in the shot?
Oh, I was going to say if she could be in the shot.
What?
It's sort of like a security blanket for me now. So...
The
hold on, let me get my cup.
A cup? Would you like something?
It's very DIY now. It's just get your own water.
Mm-hmm. Would you like something to drink?
Yeah, that would be great.
What do you feel like?
What are you having?
Bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, John, the last time we were together was March 9th, 2020.
I'll take
Oh! There you go.
Oh, yeah. They call that the COVID Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
Perfect. That'll kill it.
Mm-hmm.
That'll kill it.
Ow!
Are you all right? Guys, let's go to commercial.
I don't usually move this much. Damn it, that hurt.
Seriously, are you okay? That's the worst.
Yeah, I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
Cheers, do you have one?
That'll be $14. There's a minimum. There's a minimum.
Two of them. I gotta order two.
Because the girls are gonna be out here in a minute. You gotta buy them drinks too.
No problem.
Now, the last time we were together was March 9th of 2020, which was 3 days before we had to bug out because everything shut down.
That's right.
And you were here for this little project called
A Quiet Place Part 2. 1.0. This is 2.0.
And I wanted to take a look at the entrance when you were here over a year ago. You can get a sense that we were beginning to understand that something bad was about to be coming down the pipe. We weren't quite sure. That was it.
Before I went out, somebody was like, "You're not going to touch him, are you?" And then they were like, "And John Krasinski." I was like, "Am I not supposed to?" Like as I was going on stage. So it was all in my head.
I want you to know that when you were here then, I don't know whether I pretended to have seen your movie, because I would never do that to you. Did I do that?
Yeah,
did I pretend to see your movie? I had not seen your movie.
Okay.
I have seen it now. That's one of the benefits of its release being delayed 14 months.
You had a good year.
I had a chance to see your movie, and we saw it last night, and we loved it.
Thank you so
much. It's a fantastic
movie.
Thank you very much. It's getting great reviews.
Really,
I want to give you something.
Okay.
This is the DVD that they gave me. It has my name on it, and I want you to know.
You have to destroy it.
You can tell your boys over at Paramount to stop calling me every other heartbeat to get the DVD back. I'm not going to sell it down in Chinatown. I promise you.
But you did copy it.
I did. Well, I ripped the copy. That's for you.
Thank you very much.
That's for you right there.
Oh, that's great.
You can take that back.
I feel stressed because now they're going to call me.
So they literally said we want a videotape of him destroying it if he doesn't return it.
Well, handing it to me is like destroying it.
Tell me about the delaying. You delayed it like 3 times, right? You kept thinking it was going to be released.
Yes. I'm ever hopeful. I'm like a 6-year-old optimist. Like, are they ready? No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. And then we kept pushing. And listen, it was a bizarre thing, but it was clearly the right thing to do. So that sort of takes the emotion out of it.
I think this is a film you particularly want to see in a theater.
It was, I believe you have to. Mandate.
Don't, I'm not giving anything away when I say the first 5 minutes of the movie might be the most terrifying and nothing happens.
Wow.
Because
that's the best review ever.
Because of the sound.
It's the sound design.
Yeah.
It's the sound design. Every time, can I say what happens at the beginning?
Yes.
That it's before, it goes yep. to before yep. the actual aliens actually get there. It's leading up to it. So it's just normal life. But every time somebody does this, you go, what the f*** are you doing? Don't put a cotton underneath that. It's fantastic. I love it. And I love how conscious, like, those choices that you made of, like, what sounds let us hear, we were like, eh, the apple shouldn't make a sound, but the bag should.
Yeah. And we got to play with all that.
Great.
We got to, I tweaked even the apple bite, just like a little more. Give it a little,
yeah.
Make people nervous.
What I'm trying to say to everybody at home is that, dude, this is movies just as good on the radio. Is that really?
Yeah.
Visually.
No, listen, it's a radio play. We made it as a radio play, and then they said, you should probably shoot it.
You've actually been doing this thing that I love, is that you have been surprising people in the theaters to celebrate.
Yes.
To celebrate, right?
To celebrate coming returning. Back to the theaters. Listen, yeah. My whole thing is now that people feel comfortable. It is so exciting to me that people are coming back to the theaters. And so, yes, please come see my movie, but go see any movie.
Just I think
come
we back. Have some clips of you surprising the good people. Do we have this, Jim?
All right, so here's the deal. I said that I was going to bring out A Quiet Place Part 2 when we could all go see it together. Well, guess what? It's time, and it's Miami. Let's go.
What's up, Miami?
I'm going around theaters all across the country. Popping in like this to say thank you. Hey, can I get in this picture? Yeah. Come back to the theaters. Let's watch movies together. Let's be together. Let's do it. Thank you all so much. Woo!
Come on, guys. I need a little thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so thrilled to be back in the theaters. I was just too excited, and I was like, I'm just going to go all across the country to theaters all across the country.
And did you wear that same shirt everywhere?
I do. I sleep in it. But...
I believe that.
By the way, it's so funny. Somebody in Miami said, wow, cool, you dressed for Miami. And I went, I kind of dressed as a Boston kid who thinks this is what people dress like in Miami.
What is it like? Your darling and talented wife, Emily, is so great in this. What I like about it, and I'll tell the people at home, I'll say right to the camera,
okay,
is that it's not only one of the most terrifying movies I've ever seen, but it is. I don't do the jump scares well. And we might have watched some of it with the sound off. We might have muted a few moments of it, you know, and I know that's
a huge compliment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that it's you know what this film has? It's got a heart.
It does.
It is actually a deeply moving story at the same time.
Thank you so much.
How do you mesh those two? I don't usually associate deeply moving human story and horror.
You know, the funny thing is I actually learned that lesson from Greg Daniels on The Office. It was like 3 weeks into shooting. And I was so nervous for the scene. And he said, can I ask you a question? Are you okay? And I said, yes, this is my favorite joke in the script. I want to make sure I deliver it really funny. He went, whoa, you don't deliver anything funny. You just deliver it and let people decide whether it's funny or not. I said, okay. And he said, you just do the character. And if they fall in love with you, they'll go on any ride. And I literally thought of him when they said direct a horror movie. I was like, I don't know how to do a horror movie. So instead, I just did a family drama and Trojan horsed it as a horror movie because I thought you'll be more scared if you fall in love with these characters.
You do. We actually care what happens to them.
Yeah, so you saying it has heart is the best compliment ever.
And Emily is amazing in this film. All the actors are great, but Emily is truly, you see, horrified. A mother absolutely on the edge in this.
The truth is, I think she's the most talented actress we have. I mean, she's just the most unbelievably talented person, but also more than acting, she's just such an incredible person to have on set. The entire crew, everybody who's around, just loves it much more when she's on set. And they're like, is she, she's not here today? It's gonna be a disaster, guys. Okay, let's shoot.
What did you say after, there's a critical moment when the children do things near the end
Perfect.
Of the film.
Yeah.
Okay, and what did you say to me after
I
that, the great moment?
I turned to you and said, John really loves his children.
That's amazing.
That's what telegraphs is, how much you love your kids.
As psychotic as it seems when you look at the poster, these movies are a love letter to my kids.
They really are.
Totally believe it.
Yeah.
During quarantine, many people indulged themselves, self-medicated, whether it was alcohol or fudge.
I'll take another one, by the
way. What? Did you? Now, I know you're all Jack Ryan, like, hard now.
Yeah.
Did you lose it during quarantine?
Did
you blow it up?
Yeah, there was a moment there where we were still going to shoot. And I said, I'm totally ready to shoot. We just need to change the title of the show to Fat Ryan. And then let's do it. I'll do it. I got addicted to weird things. Did you get addicted? Like, I was addicted to popcorn. My kids had microwave movie popcorn for something, mm-hmm. and they loved it. And then it just slowly, the time started getting early and earlier. And then at like 9 a.m., at breakfast, I was like, does anybody want popcorn? And Emily was like, you got to cool it on the popcorn. You got to stop microwaving popcorn at 9 a.m.
I had the same thing, but with vodka.
Oh, yeah. And you offered it to your children.
Well, a espresso martini really started feeling good for breakfast. I
sure.
never actually broke down, but I hand to God, I'm like, God, that was fantastic. What am I doing?
And you're still getting the benefits of the espresso. It's a morning,
right.
You get all the vitamin.
Drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Vitamin.
Yeah,
presso.
And then you start putting vodka in your green juice, and so it was like the healthiest.
What is green juice?
It is juice that is green.
Okay, that's why you're a movie star.
Yeah.
That's a movie star.
Yep.
We have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Mr. John Krasinski.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We're back here with John Krasinski. John, it's really lovely to have you here.
It is genuinely an honor to be your first guest. I have to say that.
Well, I'm glad.
First live guest. Live guest.
First live guest, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm glad it's you because you're a friend and I'm comfortable with you.
That means a lot. You've never called me a friend in public.
Well, that is the only place I would call you a friend. Because this is show business, baby. And in private, doesn't give me any juice.
It's true. It's
all right?
True.
One of the reasons why I'd like to spend more time with you is I'd like to get to know you better. Because while we talk like this and we exchange emails every so often, it's hard to really plumb the depths of somebody and the time we have to talk on
there's
a show like
there.
This. It's just not there. So what I like to do and what the team of the scientists here at The Late Show have figured out, they figured out 13 questions that go straight to the heart of someone and allow them to be known in a full way.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's called the Colbert Questionnaire. John Krasinski, have you the courage to face it?
Let's do it.
First question. John Krasinski, what is the best sandwich?
Meatball sub. Wow, I just got judged. Is that what it looks like when you're being judged? It is. Okay, copy that. You can get a meatball sub anywhere, anytime, and they're delicious.
What's the one thing that you should really throw out? One thing that you own that you should really throw out?
Oh, man. According to me or my wife?
Whoever makes the calls.
My wife. There is a Celtic shirt that I had in college.
Oh, boy.
Yep. That has, it's almost like a plastic film under here.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, the washing machine has let me down. In the last 376 washes, and it just stays plasticky. And she's like, "Please,
you
shoot
could,
it.
You could frame. You could frame it.
It's framing itself."
What's the scariest animal?
Crocodile. Okay. Anything that has the term "death roll" in your Not only the bite's not bad enough, then you got to roll me
what
into the river.
What would you do? What would you? The crocodile grabs you, is dragging you toward the water. What's your play?
I play "What Would You Do" all the time, and I genuinely think I would just yell, "No, no, No. No. I would.
Go for the eyes. Thumbs for the eyes.
Yep.
Okay. Apples or oranges?
Apples.
Right. You can't put peanut butter on an orange.
Wait, sorry. Is this the first one I've gotten right?
What?
I want to know if you think this is the first one I got right. The other ones were high judgment.
This is a binary choice. But
you have your opinions about things, like meatball
sauce. Well, I know what the right answer is. Not my opinion. I know what the right answer is. I know what all the answers are, but your answers have been great.
Thank you.
Because they're coming from the heart. Have you ever asked someone for their autograph?
Oh, yeah. When I was a little kid, my dad was a doctor, and he actually knew the doctor of the Red Sox. And so I got to once go down there and meet my hero at the time was Kirby Puckett from the Minnesota Twins.
The interesting thing is that I've asked this to your Hankses, your Clooneys, and it's baseball players. That's who I get.
Really?
It's mostly baseball players. What do you think happens when we die?
I hope it's great. Okay.
Whatever it is, you hope it's great.
I think there's definitely something waiting for us.
Favorite action movie?
Oh, man. The Dark Knight.
Not bad.
The Dark Knight.
Favorite smell?
Baby's hair. Mm-hmm. They have a different smell when they're that young.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Least favorite smell?
Baby's poop.
Mixed bag.
When it's liquid, it's
sure.
Rare.
Mm. Exercise.
What about it?
Worth it.
Yes.
Okay.
Very.
Flat or sparkling?
Flat.
Okay. Most used.
Are we going to edit that out? Because that made me feel bad.
What?
That hurt my feelings.
What out? At what out? Most used app on your phone?
Spotify. I only just, I am 94 years old. I just recently figured out that they have radio channels that mix up your favorite artists. So you say Leon Bridges, and you can listen to all Leon Bridges. Do you know about Spotify? And then they say Leon Bridges Radio.
Are you sponsored by Spotify? Are you the
Spotify? The only way to listen to
You get one song to listen to for the rest of your life. What is it?
Mm. Maybe "The Curtain Falls" by Bobby Darin. More?
I don't know. I don't know that one. I mean, "Beyond the Sea" is in the damn movie.
It is.
And that's Bobby Darin.
Yes. On his last, I believe it was his last tour ever, one of the last things he sang live was this song called "As the Curtain Falls," and it's basically his goodbye song to show business, and it's beautiful. It will make you cry, so when you go on Spotify.
What number am I thinking of?
7.
No.
Okay.
Describe the rest of your life in 5 words.
I hope I make it.
John Krasinski, congratulations.
Thank you very
much. You are known.
Wow, thank you. It's so good
it's
to see
you. It's a delight
to
see you.
We have to redo the hug.
Oh, yeah.
Now we get to
from
do
a
it.
Year ago.
Come on.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh, this is so nice.
Good to see you. A Quiet Place Part 2 will be in theaters on May 28th. John Krasinski, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. We'll be dropping classic bits and celebrity interviews 7 days a week while the show's away on summer break. The Late Show will be back on September 6th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more, and Late Show Poncho listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.